JLab has something for everyone with earbuds and headphones that are as versatile as you are. Perfect for calls, listening to podcasts, and working out. They are built for every single moment. JLab is proud to partner with powerhouse college athletics. UCLA, Duke, Gonzaga, Indiana, St. John's, TCU, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Minnesota, San Diego State, and more. From lively tailgates to coaches' play calling and courtside rivalries to college athletics NIL deals, JLab joins the action and connects with 182 million plus college sports fans nationwide. They're excited to partner with 17 D1 college schools, showcasing their passion and loyalty of fans and athletes across the United States. Whether creating cutting-edge tech products or pursuing athletic greatness, being the best takes hard work and commitment. JLab is proud to partner with schools who are showcasing the hard work, perseverance, and even the championship celebrations across all college sports. Use code SNAPS25 for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
The Volume. What up, y'all? It's Snaps, presented by FanDuel. Football season's here, and you already know there's no better place to get in on the action than, you guessed it, FanDuel. As far as the app itself goes, look, it's safe, it's easy, it's secure. I've been using it for a while now. There's always great exclusive offers. Dude, on Thursday night, you get a free $10 same game parlay. Like, it's completely free. If you lose, you get that money back to bet again with. And when you do win, you'll get paid fast, which is very important. Because you can win in a lot of ways, right? Spread, money line, over, unders, totals, futures, props, all of it, same game parlays. It's all there for you. The live betting, you can even live bet same game parlays. What are we talking about here? So use the promo code SNAPS and download the FanDuel app today to make every moment more this football season. Snaps. Must be 21 and present in select states only. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. Arizona, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Indiana, Minneapolis, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Indiana, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369, New York. Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, Tennessee, 1-800-522-4700, Wyoming, or visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Aaron Murray here with Snaps, and we have our final four. First thing, the committee, they got it right. Thank goodness. I was getting blown up all last night after the Georgia game from Alabama fans texting me, adding me on social media saying, you're scared. You don't want Alabama in there. No one wants to face Alabama. Everyone's scared of Alabama. No one's scared of Alabama this season. And I said it last night on social and Twitter, and I'll say it right now on the show. You lost to Tennessee. You lost to LSU. Georgia waxed Tennessee. Georgia smoked LSU last night in the SEC Championship game. Georgia fans, they're not scared of you. They beat you last year. They got that monkey off your back. So stop thinking that you're some scary football team this year. You're not. You're good. You're a good football team. You're ranked fifth. I'll give you that. You're a good team. You're not elite. It's not your year. Just get over yourself. It's okay. And listen, I understand why Nick Saban went on last night at halftime of the Big Ten show or Big Ten championship game. Any coach would do that. You have to go out there, put your political hat on. Still political season, especially here in the state of Georgia, as we have our runoffs coming soon. It's 100%. You go out there and you make your case, if you're Nick Saban, of why you went in there. We two games we lost in the last play of the game. But listen, you hadn't had a great season. You don't deserve to get in it. The four teams that are in there right now do deserve an opportunity, especially the first three. So let's break it down. First, Georgia, number one. Michigan, number two. TCU, number three. And then Ohio State, the Buckeyes, get the fourth spot as we get going the playoffs at the end of the month. Georgia, Michigan, 1-2. That's easy. Georgia, 13-0. You win the SEC, you're going to be the number one team in the country. Michigan, ugly start to the season in the sense of the non-conference schedule. But, you know, when you beat Ohio State at Ohio State the way you did, you beat Penn State the way you did, you're going to be respected. That is a great football team. And they're really showing to us right now, with even without Blake Corum, that this team can still be dominant up front. They can run the football. They can beat you up. And then they could just kind of run away with it in the second half like they did versus Ohio State. And then they did versus Purdue last night, just beating them up. And then playing great defense as well, getting some turnovers to win the Big Ten Conference. So 1-2, that was easy for the committee. There was no discussion there. It was, to me, I think you knew who the next two were going to be, TCU, Ohio State. The question was, who was going to be three? Who was going to be four? Was the committee afraid to do a rematch of Ohio State versus Michigan if they put Ohio State at three? And I was a little bit torn here too. TCU, great season. I like the Big 12 conference. I thought to be able to go undefeated through that schedule. Yes, there were some close games. Yes, there are some opportunities along the way for them to stumble. You know, the game versus Baylor, a couple other, you know, late games. I mean, the comeback versus Kansas State, down 28-10 about a month or so ago. And then they did lose to Kansas State in overtime yesterday. Would the committee have said, hey, okay, is Ohio State better? Should we put them at three now that both teams have a loss? I would have not been surprised, and I kind of, to me, I would have done that. I probably would have said, okay, I don't care that we're going to have a rematch of Ohio State versus Michigan. Ohio State's the better football team. Each team now has a loss. Let's move Ohio State to three. And plus, I think Georgia takes care of business first, TCU a little bit more than Ohio State. And then let's move TCU to four. But I'm fine with it. I get it. To me, at the end of the day, I just wanted to make sure that those four teams had an opportunity to win a national championship. So let's get into a quick breakdown of what these matchups are going to look like. First, Georgia versus Ohio State. I love this matchup. For the majority of the season, I actually kind of had Ohio State as my favorite team in the country, in the sense of, like, I thought they were the best team. I thought defensively they were getting better, made improvements from what we saw last year. Obviously, Georgia has shown that they can win football games on both sides. They can win on offense. They can win on defense. But Ohio State, and especially that offense, with C.J. Stroud, with Harrison Jr., they were a team that could threaten you down the field. They're a team that can create explosive plays. And then the fact that defense was getting better said, okay, this is a complete football team. This is a team that's going to be tough to beat. It was obviously a bad look what happened there a couple weeks ago, losing at home in the way you did, kind of get out-physicaled. But still, in my mind, you saw it yesterday versus LSU for Georgia, a team that can push the ball vertically down the field against Georgia's secondary does worry me a little bit. The question now over the next 4 weeks is, you got a great receiver, maybe the best receiver in the country. Is Jaxon Smith-Njigba, is he going to come back? And if he's back and you have two legitimate threats on the outside to go along with C.J. Stroud, and then obviously getting those running backs healthy, those running backs have been banged up
for the past month or so for the Buckeyes. This is going to be a healthy offense. This is going to be an offense that can push the ball down the field, going against a Georgia defense that has struggled a little bit against the pass this season and as of late. That's going to be a great matchup to watch out for. You know Kirby's going to get that defensive side right. 4 weeks to kind of get them going. They got skill. You know, Chris Smith, I love him on the back end. Starks has had a great season. You know, Keely Ringo needs to step up. You know, he's a guy that has been essentially picked on these past couple weeks. Can he take his game to the next level and get kind of the mental side ready to go before the game versus Ohio State? He is going to be the key in my mind. The matchup is going to be number five against whoever that Ohio State wants to match him up against. Can he slow those guys down? Because Georgia likes to play man-to-man. It's all about the matchups. That is going to be the key to success for Georgia's defense. Can Keely Ringo play to the level that we expect him to play to is what I'm going to keep an eye out for. Flip it to the other side. Ohio State's defense has to play better, and especially their secondary. It's going to be whatever secondary plays the best in this football game. And Stetson Bennett right now is a guy that he plays big in big moments. You go back to last year in the postseason versus Michigan, the way he played in the national championship, the way he played versus Tennessee, the way he played versus Oregon, the way he played versus LSU. When the lights are brightest, Stetson takes his game to another level. And big news for Georgia, talk about receivers, A.D. Mitchell played. Wasn't a huge factor in the game versus LSU, but it was good to see him get his feet wet, be a part of the offense, and now have 4 weeks to continue to get back to his 100%. You get him going, you get Ladd hopefully healthy from you know hurting his knee a little bit in the game, and then Brock and Darnell. This is a great offense. This is an offense that ran the ball effectively yesterday versus LSU. But once again, the key in this game for both teams, what defensive backfield steps up and slows down the explosive plays down the field is a team that's going to win. The one issue with Ohio State, too, is you're coming to Georgia's backyard. This is a team that plays well as of late in Atlanta, winning their last two games there, smoking Oregon at the beginning of the season, and then just taking care of business versus LSU. It's going to be a pro-Georgia crowd. You're coming into hostile territory. How does Ohio State handle that? It's going to be interesting, but I love this matchup. I think it's the better of the two matchups as we break this thing down. Let's go to the second one. TCU, number three seed, going against Michigan. I really like Michigan in this football game. I think Michigan kind of got the better of the two matchups. I think they're going to be a little bit more physical compared to TCU. I think they're a better football team on both sides, just to be honest. Michigan right now is playing great offensively. J.J. McCarthy, besides the wild interception he threw yesterday, just trying to make a play, rolling out to the right, has played really well these past 2 weeks. And this showed to me that he could put the team on his back. They're still running the ball well. Number seven is kicking butt with Blake Corum gone. Adds a little bit more speed to the running game as well. I'm not worried about Michigan's offense right now. I think they will be just fine. Like I said, JJ's kind of elevated his game.
JLab has something for everyone with earbuds and headphones that are as versatile as you are. Perfect for calls, listening to podcasts, and working out. They are built for every single moment. JLab is proud to partner with powerhouse college athletics. UCLA, Duke, Gonzaga, Indiana, St. John's, TCU, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Minnesota, San Diego State, and more. From lively tailgates to coaches' play calling and courtside rivalries to college athletics NIL deals, JLab joins the action and connects with 182 million plus college sports fans nationwide. They're excited to partner with 17 D1 college schools, showcasing their passion and loyalty of fans and athletes across the United States. Whether creating cutting-edge tech products or pursuing athletic greatness, being the best takes hard work and commitment. JLab is proud to partner with schools who are showcasing the hard work, perseverance, and even the championship celebrations across all college sports. Use code SNAPS25 for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Not to a point where I think he's you know, good enough to say, hey, I can win a national championship with my arm, but they're balanced enough on offense now where you just can't continuously load the box to stop the run. He showed me enough these past 2 weeks. They'll be fine on offense. TCU's going to have their hands full. Max Duggan is going to have to be a superstar, which he's done this entire season. He's going to have to play an even better game, a physical type of game against Michigan in this defense. If TCU is going to want to win it, they're going to have to hit some explosive plays on the field. Honestly, I just don't see it happening. I think right now, I think Michigan is in a good spot to make it to the national championships. This is an easier of the two semifinal games before it. I expect Michigan to take care of business versus TCU, but we will continue to watch the film over the next 3 weeks, continue to break down where TCU maybe can find some weaknesses in that Michigan defense, where they maybe can stop Michigan on the offensive side in order to get there. The two teams left out, Alabama, and then obviously Tennessee, and then Clemson as well. Those teams kicking themselves, especially Tennessee. I do think if Tennessee would have taken care of business for South Carolina, they would have been that next team in instead of Ohio State. And it would have been really interesting too, Clemson. If Clemson would have taken care of business versus South Carolina, and then the way they beat North Carolina, would Clemson have been that number four seed? South Carolina, the Gamecocks, essentially knocked both those teams out. So which is crazy. But I think, like I said at the very beginning, the committee got it right. I think it's going to be a great playoff. T-Bob and I will break down this week at some point, I'm sure, what a 12-team playoff will look like. We will also break down some of the coaching hires, including Dion, this week, most likely tomorrow on Snap. So tomorrow, 2 o'clock, we will dive deep with T-Bob a little bit more into these playoffs. We will also take a look at the coaching hires and then much, much more as we get ready for a great bowl season, a great transfer portal season, and then obviously get super excited for what these playoffs will bring about. But super excited, and we will have more for you this week on Snaps. Talk to you tomorrow, 2 o'clock Eastern.
The Volume.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.